by Learfield. This is the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Welcome back to the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up, presented by Ford and your Southeast Ford dealers. Now let's return live from the Vive broadcast table. Once again, here's Colin Lacey.
Final score here from Hanner Fieldhouse. Texas State tops Georgia Southern 78-74 in the first of two this weekend here inside Hanner. Joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And coach, we talked about it before the game that Kennedy Taylor was the head of the snake for this Texas State team, and the heart was Denasia Hood. She finishes with 32 points. What was it about what she was doing that made it difficult?
Kennedy, she's just a poised point guard. She kept her head in the game, and Denasia, she just was on fire. You know, we tried to keep a body on her, but it seemed like she hit everything that went up, and so that was a tough guard.
Finished with 3 in double figures, Taryn Ward with 23, 11 for Maya Burns, and a 10 for Taya Gibson. We talked about it throughout the broadcast for a tough shooting night for Maya, just 1 of 8 from long range, finishing with 11 points, trying to find different ways to impact this game.
Yeah, that's something we don't expect for Maya to finish a game only making 1 of 8 three-pointers. I mean, it was a rough shooting night and inside of a gym where she's very familiar and comfortable with the rims. And so tonight the ball wasn't on our side offensively, but like I told our young ladies in the huddles and timeouts, we had to get stops. And so I thought at key points we did a decent job, but that first quarter, of course, they came out shooting lights out. That kind of hurt us in the end.
You get it into, for a lot of the second half, it was a 10-point game, but you get it within a one-possession game a couple of different times down the backstretch in the fourth quarter. What was the biggest part of getting it back to a one-possession game?
Defensive intensity. You know, the defensive intensity picked up. We got some steals down stretch. We got some deflections, and that allowed our tempo to pick up, which that's the tempo we want to play at.
You get to put this one behind you rather quickly because you look ahead to UT Arlington coming in on Saturday here to Hanner Fieldhouse. What's the biggest thing over the next 24, 48 hours you focus on with the Mavericks?
Yeah, putting this one in bed. I think this one stung for the players. I don't think there's going to be a happy Lady Eagle in that locker room, but we're going to have to put this to bed and focus on a very well-coached, well-playing UT Arlington team. So, you know, the good thing about it is we do have a game on Saturday, and it still is in Hanner. I thought the crowd was phenomenal. I wish we could have put a better show on for them. And I hope to see them back out here Saturday. We'll be better.
Coach, appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you on Saturday.
Thanks.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard. We wrap this one up on the other side of the break of this local message on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.